Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life, one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete.
Of our residence in Narad Muni's ashram, so he instructed her. But later on, as women usually forget, she could not utilize the instruction of Narad Muni, but the child was within the womb of his mother, he heard it from Narad Muni and became a great devotee. This is the history of Prahlad Maharaj's birth. There are many other things. If you read this seventh canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyway, somehow or other he became a great devotee of the Lord. So, but he was born in a family of atheists. His father, Hiranyakasipu, was atheist number one, but the child was a devotee. Such thing happens. The father is devotee and the child is a demon. And sometimes the father is a demon, but the child is a devotee. Everyone comes with his own karma. It doesn't mean that because the father is atheist, therefore the child has to become an atheist. Or the father is a devotee, therefore the child has to become a devotee. No. Everyone is responsible for his past deeds. So Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, but his father did not like that the child should be trained up as a devotee. That was the misunderstanding between the father and the son, and the whole history of Prahlad Maharaj's life is a description of misunderstanding between the father and the son. The father did not like that his son should be a devotee. But Prahlad Maharaj would not give up his devotional service. So that city was full of non-devotee class of men, asuras. There are two classes of men everywhere, asura and sura, devata and asura. In Sanskrit language, those who are devotees, they are called devata, demigod, or godly person. And those who are non-devotees, they are called demons or asura. These two classes of men are always there, this material world. Mostly, they are demonic, atheist, and few of them are devata. But there are two classes. In the Shastra, it is said, Dau bhutasarga loke daiva asura eva cha. There are two classes of men, godly and atheist. Vishnu bhakta bhave daiva asurastad viparja. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all-pervading God, they are called devata or demigod, and those who are non-devotees, viparjaya, just the opposite number. Viparjaya means the opposite number, a non-devotee. They are called asuras. So, Prahlad Maharaj, because he was devotee, and although he was 5 years only old, he was taking opportunity of preaching Krishna consciousness or God consciousness even during his tiffin hour in the school. So this talking of Prahlad Maharaj happened when the teachers in tiffin hour went away. The teachers did not like, because his Prahlad Maharaj's father's strict order was that this boy is inclined to become a devotee. Please take action that he may not become a devotee. The teachers were afraid. His father was a very powerful king. The teachers also did not allow to talk anything about God. But still, he took the opportunity when the teachers had gone out of the class and the students are free, he would stand up on his bench and speak about God. So he is speaking, "My dear friends, Kumaro acharit pragnya." The other boys, they said, "Prahlad, let us come and play. Why you are talking of God now? When we shall become old, you can talk of God." The Prahlad Maharaj said, "No, we should learn about God, Kumaro." Kumaro means from 5 years to 10 years. Somebody says up to 15 years. Anyway, Kumaro acharit pragya. Pragya, if one is intelligent enough, then he should learn about God from the very beginning of life. Actually, teaching begins, according to our Vedic system, everywhere. Teaching begins at the age of 4 or 5 years. Either you teach about material things or spiritual, teaching must begin at the age of 4 and 5. So Prahlad Maharaj says that, "My dear friends, it is not that we have to wait up to our old age, because there is no guarantee of life. Where is the guarantee that we shall become old? We may die tomorrow or today. There is no guarantee. Therefore, immediately we shall begin how to learn Bhagavad Dharma. Kumaro acharit pragna dharma." Dharma means religion. And specifically, Prahlad Maharaj says, "Dharman Bhagavatam." Dharma, religious, religion. Religion means Bhagavad Dharma. The other dharma cannot be dharma. Therefore, you'll find in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam charanam." Mam, Krishna is Bhagavan. If you follow the instruction of Bhagavan Krishna, that is Bhagavad Dharma. There may be other dharma, just like Desha dharma or Samadhi dharma. There are many other dharmas, Brahma dharma, this dharma, that. But that is not dharma. Real dharma means Bhagavad dharma. That is real dharma. Otherwise, why Krishna said, "Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam charanam vraja." Mam ekam is Bhagavan. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bhagavan uvacha. Whenever you'll find the instruction, the Bhagavan uvacha. Bhagavan, Bhagavat sabda. the original world is Bhagavat. So from Bhagavat, this sound, Bhagavan, also come, and from Bhagavat, Bhagavata. The same root is Bhagavatam. So Krishna says, Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita, he said, Jada jadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat tadatmanam sijami aham. When there is discrepancies in the matter of understanding religious system, at that time I incarnate, I come. Jada jadahi dharmasya glani. Now this dharma, one can say there are so many dharmas in the different dharmas, but dharma cannot be different. Dharma, religious system cannot be different. If it is, dharma means from the Bhagavan, just like law. Law means it is given by the government. You cannot manufacture law. The law means government law, not that privately you have manufactured some law that will be accepted as law. No, that is not law. Similarly, dharma means which is given by God. That is dharma, or religious system. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. In the Vedic injunction you will find, dharma means the law which is given by God. So you must know what is God and what order He is giving. That is dharma. Otherwise, it is not dharma. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajjita koitava atra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, koitava dharma. Koitava means cheating. The cheating type of religious system is completely kicked out in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajjita koitava atra parama nirmansalanam satam. It is for the best person. But unless one is the best person, he cannot take up this dharma, Bhagavatam. This very word is there. For whom the Bhagavad Dharma is meant for, in the beginning, so that others may not be misled, that dharma means whatever I accept that is dharma. They are preaching now in India, yatama tatapat, whatever you accept that is dharma. No. Dharma means Bhagavad Dharma. Whatever Bhagavan says or God says, that is one, and God is one. There cannot be different gods. If God has got competitors, then He is not God. There cannot be Hindu God, Muslim God, Christian God, or other conception of God. God is one. God cannot be Hindu, Muslim, Christian. So, and His order is also one. That is the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, God says, that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam bhaja. Real dharma is to surrender and to go. And surrender and to follow His instruction and become a lover of God. Then it is dharma. It is perfectly clear. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat punita. In another place it is said, dharma sabai vamsang paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaji. That is first class religion. What is that? By which one can learn how to love God. This is the definition. How to love God. We have learned to love so many things, but when we love God, that is real religion, and that is first class religion. It does not matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or this or that, there are so many dharmas. But the thing is, whether you have learned how to love God, then it is perfect. Sabai pumsang paro dharma, jato bhakti radhokkhaya. Ohi tuki apratihata, jinatma sam prasidati. That love of God should be without any motive. Motive means generally we go to temple, church with a motive. God give us our daily bread. Or somebody goes to temple, comes here, Krishna, I am in need of this thing, kindly give me. This is also good because he has come to God. That is confirmed in this Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvidha bhajante maam jana sukritina arjuna artho arthati jignyasu gyani ca bharatapsam. If one is in need of some money, or need of some material necessities, and if he begs or he prays to God, please give me, he is also considered as pious. But real religious system is to understand that God is great, I am his servant, I am supported by him, it is my duty to serve him. This is religion. This is called Bhagavata. To understand this philosophy, that God is the Supreme Master and I am his eternal servant. My duty is to serve God. That's all. This is it. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavatpur. And God comes to demand this, that sarva-dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. This is real religion. We have manufactured so many religious systems, but God says this is religion. Otherwise, why would say sarva-dharman parityajya? Give up all other types of religion. So Bhagavad Dharma means to accept the Supreme Lord, God, as the great, and we are all his servants. Our duty is to carry out the orders of God. So here is the order of God, the Sarva Dharman Parityajya. So where Bhagavad Gita ends, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins there, from that point. So here is another instance. Prahlad Maharaj, he is teaching that Komaro acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam. Iho, in this life, our only duty is to understand the Bhagavad Dharma, how to serve God. That is the only business. There is no other business. That is the only business of human life. In another place it is stated, tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhati jad bhramatāmu parajad. Prahlad Maharaj also says here, that dullavanga manasana janma. My dear friends, you have got this human form of body after many millions of years, dullavanga. Very rarely, that is nature's law. We are in the cycle of birth and death. Taktadihang punarjanma. Tathadihantara prati. After death we shall get another body. But we do not know what kind of body we are going to get. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. And the life begins from the grass, from the ground. We have seen so many grass. And gradually, the grass is eaten by some animals or insects. And then there is semina. Then the same semina becomes insect, from insect to bird, bird to beast, from beast to animals. It takes millions and millions of years to come to the form of human being. This is evolution. They do not know it, but that is the process. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, durlavanga manasanga janma. we must understand that this human form of body we have got after many millions of years. Don't waste it like animals. If we utilize this human form of body just like cats and dogs, what is the difference between my life and dog's life? Therefore, he says, Durramam manasana tadapi adhruvam arthad. So, anyone can say this material body is there even to the dogs and the cats, and what is the difference? Let us enjoy. No, arthadam. In this life, in this human form of life, you can fulfill your mission. Arthadam. You can understand what is the value of life. So don't waste it. Begin Bhagavad Dharma immediately. And what is that Bhagavad Dharma? Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakham Matma Nibedanam. Bhagavad Dharma means beginning is hearing. That's all. Sarvanam. You simply hear about God. You haven't got to do anything. But God has given you the ear. You simply hear about God. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't require that you have to pass MA, PhD examination, then you will understand God. No. Very simple thing. What God says, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhavaman Bhakta. You hear it from Bhagavad Gita. God says, Krishna says, that you simply think of me. Is it a very difficult task? Here is God, Krishna. Either you say the image of God, we take God as he is. It is not image of God, but God himself. He has come here in the form which you can see. God is everywhere. But unfortunately, we haven't got eyes to see him. God is everywhere. Ekappasu rachayatam jagadanda koti jachaktirasti jagadanda chayajadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. God is everywhere, even within the atom. But we have no eyes. The part of God, the little portion of God is there in you and me, the living force, but we cannot see that. But we haven't got eyes to see God. We cannot eyes to see my father and mother. We are seeing the body. When the father dies, we cry, my father has gone. Where your father has gone? Here he is lying. But he has not seen ever who is his father. Therefore, our present eyes are not fit to see spiritual things. We are fit to see stone, wood, like that. Therefore, Krishna, out of his great kindness, he has appeared before you. You are thinking it is stone. It is not stone, Krishna. But because you cannot see except stone, he appears like stone. This is called deity worship. Krishna is so kind that because you cannot see anything except stone and wood or something material, the material is also Krishna. Krishna is everything. God is everything. Bhumi rapa nano vayu khangamano buddhiri vacha. What is this material world? Krishna says, this bhumi, this land, upon the water, the ocean, that is my energy. There is no difference between the energy and the energetic. Just like the sun sign is the energy of the sun. The sun sign is also heat and light. And the sun is also heat and light. Similarly, this bhumi rapa analo vayu khangamano buddhi devacha. These material things are the energy of Krishna. Therefore, These energies are also Krishna. So if we study about Bhakti Marga, about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then we shall gradually understand. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that begin to understand Bhagavad Dharma, what is God, what He is like, what is His relationship with me, why we shall understand God from the beginning of life. That is explained here, because the human life is meant for understanding God. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand God. But although He has got this material body like us, the cats and dogs' body and my body, if we make analysis, there is some blood, there is some muscle, there is some bone, there is some urine and stool, you will find in the dog's body and in my body. Although these material things I am not, I am different from this muscle or blood or air, whatever it is composition, I am different. That also you can analyze. What is this body? This body, first of all, you analyze. When there is no breathing, the life is lost. So do you think that breathing is life? No, analyze it. What is breathing? It is a air only, little air. So do you mean to say, when this breathing is stopped, you can inject some air by some machine and life will come? No, that will not come. Therefore, air is not life. Neither the blood is life, neither the bone is life, neither the muscle is life. Life is different from all these things. That you are prolonged. That is called Bhagavad Dharma. In this way, this Krishna consciousness movement, don't think that it is a sectarian religious system. No. It is the science, Bhagavad Dharma, the science of Krishna. Try to understand the science of Krishna. We have got so many books to educate people about this science. Not that simply we are talking sentimentally. It is everything is scientific, reason, philosophy. But the simple method is so easy to perform that anyone can understand very easily. What is that? Sarvadharman Purita, what Krishna says, you accept. Then you will understand what is Bhagavad Dharma, what is God, what you are, what is this world, what is the relationship, why you should become a devotee of God. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Try to understand this Bhagavad Dharma and be happy in your life. Thank you very much.